Will you give it? He reached out as if to take her hand. She frantically snatched it back, and he smiled at her sadly.
You were a happy child,
he said quietly.
Maybe it's not too late. Maybe if you get the right help, you can be happy again. That's all your mother wanted, you know, even when she got cancer. She never prayed to live. She always prayed just to see you smile once more. But you never did, Catherine. Your mother was dying, and you still couldn't grant her that tiny little curve of the lips.
You're mad at me? Is that what this is about? You're pissed off at me because I couldn't smile while my mother was dying? You... She couldn't speak. She was beyond words, stupefied by shock and rage. If she could just find the mantle, she could get a grip on the wooden trim and anchor herself. In the next instant, however, she had a clear image of her hand wrapping around the brass candelabra there and using it to bash in her father's head. In her own detached way, she wasn't sure what surprised her more, the depths of her grief or the strength of her fury. "Thank you for your time," she heard herself say. She brought her hands to her sides. She forced them to open. She breathed in, breathed out. The calm returned to her. Icy, yes, barren. But better for her father than any genuine emotion could ever be.